The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, June 21st, 2019. We have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have west winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the west 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 7 feet at 9 seconds. And today we're going to talk about something that's happening just about right now, and that's the summer solstice. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 6 inbounders. We have 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Casey. She's a bulk carrier arriving from South Korea, headed for the Vancouver, Washington anchorage. And she passed Astoria probably around 5:30 a.m. and will be in Vancouver's anchorage by about 11:30. She'll ultimately go to the port of Portland to pick up soda ash for export. The Glen Guile is the next inbound ship. She's also a bulker from China, headed for Kalama's anchorage, and she will pass Astoria probably around 6:30 a.m. You might see her in Kalama at the docks there by about 11:30 this morning, and her cargo could be corn, soy, or wheat. At the port of Astoria today, we have the cruise ship, the Crystal Symphony, arriving. She's a luxury cruise ship, has about 922 passengers max on board, and she's a luxury cruise ship, has a smaller number of passengers on board and a higher crew-to-passenger ratio, so people get a lot of personal attention on board this ship. She'll probably arrive at the dock about 8:30 a.m., and if I remember correctly, I got to go aboard this ship a number of years ago thanks to an invitation from Rex Zeke and his wife, and I got to have lunch on board, and it was pretty nice on there, I have to say. Wonderful food and lots of personal attention, and the ship is large, but there were fewer people on board than in most cruise ships, and so people had a lot more space to themselves on this vessel, and it seemed like a really beautiful ship. Next inbound is the Summer Sky, arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be heading ultimately to the port of Portland to pick up potash, rather, and she'll probably be in Astoria's anchorage by about 12:30 p.m. The Asteria Leader is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board. You'll probably see her pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. She'll be at the dock in Vancouver probably by about 10:30 in the evening. And the Kaijin is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the port of Portland. She also is a car carrier. She's got brand new Hyundais on board, and she'll probably pass Astoria inbound around 4:30 and arrive in Portland at about maybe 11:30 in the evening. In our Astoria anchorages, that means off the downtown waterfront in Astoria and a little bit upriver at the Rice Island anchorage, we have those 9 ships, and they're all wheat carriers. The only one that's heading upriver right now is the Aspasia Luck. She's going up to Vancouver to pick up wheat, and she'll leave about noontime. The other 8 of them are all awaiting orders, but as far as I can tell, they're all picking up wheat, so a big week for wheat on the river. And they are the Blessed Luck, the Sakazaya Noble, the Fanula, the Prabhu Shakti, the Sasebo Ace, the Pan Bicorn, the Magic Pea, and the Sakazaya Ace. So those vessels are all just going to wait their turn to head upriver to pick up their various cargoes, which are all happen to be wheat. And when they come downriver, they'll be sitting much lower in the water because they'll be full of cargo. And our outbounders, the Admiralty Spirit, is leaving the port of Vancouver. Probably copper concentrate on board there. Leaving around noontime, could pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Puffin Arrow is leaving the Vancouver anchorage. I think she might have wheat on board. Leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9. The K Asian Beauty is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board. And she'll probably leave about 6 p.m., and you might see her running lights going by Astoria around midnight. The Ligari is leaving Kalama at about 6:30 p.m., I think wheat on board there, and she'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m. outbound, and the New Boundary will leave Kalama at about 8 p.m. Outbound, and she'll also has wheat on board, and she will probably pass Astoria outbound around 1 a.m. on Saturday morning. Well, today is the summer solstice, June 21st, and I have some information to share with you that I got from meteorologist Gordon McCraw and from the website earthsky.org. So if you want to learn more about the solstice, you can go to that website and look it up. The 2019 summer solstice happens this morning. In fact, it's kind of happening right now. The exact time in Oregon is 8:54 a.m., when officially the solstice is occurring. So it's officially happening right now, just as the ship report is playing on the radio. So what does this mean, summer solstice? Well, the summer solstice here is the exact time that the northern hemisphere is most tilted toward the sun. This is the longest day of the year for us and the shortest night. Sunrise today happened at 5:26 a.m. and 57 seconds, and sunset will happen at 9:07 and 46 seconds in the evening, giving us 15 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. Sunrise on Saturday morning is about 17 seconds later, and that's an indicator that the days are slowly going to be getting shorter and the nights longer, and this is part of the normal cycle of the seasons that happens every year. A little more about solstice. The June solstice is our signal to celebrate summer in the northern hemisphere and winter in the southern hemisphere. For us here in the northern hemisphere, this solstice marks that longest day of the year. Meanwhile, south of the equator, winter begins. This is because Earth doesn't orbit upright. Instead, our world is tilted on its axis by 23.5 degrees. Earth's northern and southern hemispheres trade places in receiving the sun's light and warmth most directly. At the June solstice, Earth is positioned in its orbit so that our world's north pole is leaning most toward the sun. As seen from Earth, the sun is directly overhead at noon, 23.5 degrees north of the equator, at an imaginary line encircling the globe that's called the Tropic of Cancer, named after the constellation Cancer the Crab. And this is as far north as the sun ever gets in the sky. All locations north of the equator have days longer than 12 hours at the June solstice. Meanwhile, all locations south of the equator have days shorter than 12 hours. Since prehistory, the summer solstice has been a significant time of year in many cultures and has been marked by festivals and rituals. Traditionally, in many temperate regions, especially in Europe, the summer solstice was seen as the middle of summer and referred to as midsummer. Today, however, it's often considered the beginning of summer, and that's how we think of it. Well, before I end the ship report today, I just want to give you a heads up on something good that happened. There was previously a health advisory for water contact at Cannon Beach from the Oregon Health Authority regarding levels of high levels of fecal bacteria in the water. And so they were telling people not to go in the ocean at Cannon Beach. Well, in case you didn't hear, that health advisory has been lifted as of June 19th. And so it's safe to go into the ocean water at Cannon Beach. Now, here's a statement from the Oregon Health Authority that was posted on Gordon McCraw's Tillamook Weather Center Facebook page. If you want to take a look at it, I'll read part of it to you. It says the health authority had issued this advisory on June 18th after water samples showed higher than normal levels of fecal bacteria in ocean waters. Results from later samples taken by the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality showed lower bacteria levels. Contact with the water no longer poses a higher than normal risk. However, officials are saying that they're recommending that you stay out of large pools of water on the beach that are frequented by birds and runoff from those pools because the water may still contain increased bacteria from fecal matter. So the bottom line is you have the all clear to go back in the water at Cannon Beach with just that caveat to watch out for those pools of water. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great weekend and happy summer solstice.